Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Have you ever wondered about my sources of the information that I share with you that most media don't report? Well, I have several sources. I spend 1 to 2 hours a day doing research. In many instances, what I pass along is contained in the complete releases, which means I go beyond the headlines. For example, when the Bureau of Labor Statistics releases its monthly non-farm jobs and unemployment report, most of the media simply pick up the data in the news release. However, the entire release includes 200 pages of tables and charts. I check the tables for the birth-death adjustment, the labor force participation rate, and the data that is not seasonally adjusted. This deeper checking of other data for consumer price changes, housing market sales, gross domestic product, the money supply, and others yields a wealth of information that many in the media miss or ignore. I also use common sense. For example, the February jobs report claimed that there were 46,000 net new retail jobs created. From my research, I know that January is the month that retailers lay off a large number of seasonal workers and that many retailers close stores and eliminate permanent positions. This year, the closures were higher than normal. So common sense tells me that the BLS figure for January 2015 retail job changes is incorrect. How about other resources? My first career was as a certified public accountant. I understand numbers and more easily detect when something is unusual or missing. I also get lots of information from media outside the US, even about American issues. Foreign media don't parrot the U.S. government line as faithfully as domestic journalists. I also have a wide network of people who dig up important news that is not getting attention. Over time, I have learned who are just blowing smoke and who really know what they are talking about. To summarize, most of the information I present, you could also learn directly if you took the time or developed the contacts. And because I hold myself responsible for the accuracy of what I share, let me know if you think I ever get something incorrect. That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.